Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Dhamitananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya
Jai 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 Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jai 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 Chandra Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
We are now Madhurila, chapter 20. What verse is that? Five or six, actually. There's a lot of verses in this chapter as well. 3, 6, 4, 6. Goes up to 4, 6. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Sadhya sadhana tattva puchi te na jane.
Sadhya sadhana tattva puchi te na jane.
Kripa kare shava tattva kaha nta apane.
Kripa kare shava tattva kaha nta apane.
Sadhya sadhana tattva puchi te na jane.
Sadhya sadhana tattva
Kripa kore sab tattva kaha ta pani.
Kripa kore sab tattva kaha ta pani.
Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for obtaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths. Sanatana Goswami is speaking with Mahaprabhu. And the last time, we had a very famous verse. Ke ami ke ne amai jare tapotroi hanahi jani ke mane hita hoi. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? So, now, Sanatana Goswami is continuing his statement in great humility. Prabhu kohe Krishna kripa tomate purna hoi.
Prabhu kohe.
Sab tattva jan tomar nahi tapatroy.
Sab tattva jan tomar
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lord Krishna has bestowed his full mercy upon you so that all these things are known to you. For you, the threefold miseries certainly do not exist. Tomar nahi tapatroy. We don't have tapatroy. Tapatran Mulanam, Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning of the Bhagavatam, is stated that these threefold miseries are uprooted. Krishna Shakti Dharatumi Jana Tattva Bhav.
Krishna Shakti Dharatumi Jana Tattva Bhav.
Jani Dadhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sobhav.
Jani Dadhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Sobhav.
Since you possess Lord Krishna's potency, you certainly know these things. However, it is the nature of a sadhu to inquire. Although he knows these things, the sadhu inquires for the sake of strictness. Jani dadhya lagi. Dadhya lagi. Those words are there, means for the sake of strictness. Puche, he inquires. This is his nature, swabhav. So, there's 106. This is a quote from Naradiya Purana, found in the Bhakti Samhita Sindhu. Acharadeva Sarvartha.
Acharadeva Sarvartha.
Siddhyat Esham Abhipshita.
Siddhyat Esham Abhipshita.
Saddharmasya Vabodhaya.
Saddharmasya Vabodhaya.
Esham Nirbandhani Mati.
Esham Nirbandhani Mati.
Acharadeva Sarvartha. Siddhyate shamabhichitaha.
Siddhyate shamabhichitaha.
Saddharma shyavabodhaya.
Saddharma shyavabodhaya.
Yesham nirbandhani mati.
Yesham nirbandhani mati.
those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who have unflinching intelligence and are not deviated, certainly attain the desired goal. Acharad means very soon, and Sarvakta means the goal of life, and Siddhyati means becomes fulfilled. Esham, of these persons, Abhichita, desired Sadharmasya, of the path of progressive devotional service, Abhibodhaya, for understanding. Yesham, those whose Nibandini, unflinching intelligence, nothing. Okay, 107. Yogya patraha tumi bhakti pravartaite.
Yogya patraha tumi bhakti pravartaite.
Krame sab tattva shuna kahai tomate.
Krame sab tattva shuna kahai tomate.
You are fit to propagate the cult of devotional service. Therefore, gradually hear all the truths about it from me. I shall tell you about them. Yoga Patra, he is a fit person. Yoga Chavichare Kitu Nahipai. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying in his song that I have no fitness. If you examine me, you won't find any fitness. So Sanatana Goswami is this move that he's not feeling fit. But Mahaprabhu is saying, Yoga Patra, you are a fit recipient to receive bhakti. Of course, Sanatana Goswami is so exalted that we're just getting a summary of his exalted quality here. He's getting like four or five chapters of instruction. Now we have these very famous verses. Jivera Sarupa Hoye Krishna Nitya Das.
Jivera Sarupa Hoye
Krishna Tatrasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Krishna Tatrasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Krishna Sarupa Haya Krishna Nitya Das.
Krishna Sarupa Haya Krishna Nitya Das.
Krishna Tatrasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Krishna Tatrasta Shakti Veda Veda Prakash.
Suryan Shakiran Jai Che Agni Jvala Chai.
Suryan Shakiran Jai Che Agni Jvala Chai.
Sambhava Bhavika Krishna Ratin Prakash Shakti Hoi.
Sambhavika Krishna Ratin Prakash Shakti Hoi.
Suryan Shakiran Jai Che Agni Jvala Chai.
Suryan Shakiran Jai Che Agni Jvala Chai.
Sambhavika Krishna Tin Prakar Shakti Hoy.
Sambhavika Krishna Tin Prakar Shakti Hoy.
Anybody want to chant that? Yeah, well, one or two or either or, I don't mind. Chant the first one, second one, whatever you want. First one comes first.
Jai Jai Agni Jvala Chai. Suryam Sakiran Jai Jai
Itasya Shakti Deva Deprakash. Constitutional position. Heart is Krishna, our Lord Krishna, Nitya Das, eternal servant, Krishna, our Lord Krishna, Tatastha, marginal, Shakti, potency, Veda Abe, one and different, Prakash, manifestation. Surya Ansa, part and parcel of the sun. Kiran, a ray of sunshine. Gaiche, as Agni Jvalachai, molecular particle of fire. Pramhavika, naturally, Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Teen Prakar. Three varieties, Shakti, energy, high. There are. Translation. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna because he is the marginal energy of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one and different from the Lord. Like a molecular particle of sunshine or fire, Krishna has three varieties of energy. Purport. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur paraphrases these verses as follows. Sri Sanatana Goswami asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Who am I?" In answer, the Lord replied, "You are a pure living entity. You are neither the material body nor the subtle body composed of mind and intelligence. Actually, you are a spirit soul, eternal part and parcel of the supreme soul of Krishna. Therefore, you are his eternal servant. You belong to Krishna's marginal potency. There are two worlds, the spiritual world and the material world, and you are situated between the material and spiritual potencies. You have a relationship with both the material and spiritual world. Therefore, you are called a marginal potency. You are related with Krishna as one and simultaneously different. Because you are a spirit soul, you are one in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because you are a very minute particle of spirit soul, you are different from the Supreme Soul. Therefore, your position is simultaneously one with and different from the Supreme Soul. The examples given are those of the sun itself and the small particles of sunshine and of a blazing fire and small particles of fire." Another explanation of these verses can be found in Ayurveda chapter 2, verse 96. If you want to put that up, because it's referenced. Says more or less the same thing. Krishna Sarup A Shakti Traya Gyan Jal Hai Tar Nohi Krishna Ti Agyan. One who knows the real feature of Sri Krishna and his three different energies cannot remain ignorant about him. So, who remembers what thread that is? What is that story? What is that kind of story? Adi 6, well that's the tattva of Advaita tattva. Adi 6?
Yes.
Right. So this point is being made throughout the CC and throughout all the Shastras, and we see so many quotes are going to come up. Ekadesha, the very next verse, and Vishnu Shakti. And Krishnas Kaviraj is citing all these Shastras. He was very knowledgeable. Just if you read practically any of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, he's going to be quoting all the similar verses. And so many of our acharyas, Baladev Vidyabhushan, they're quoting the same similar verses. There's many, many of them. And Upanishads, I was just seeing in the Amnaya Sutra that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting many Upanishads. Gopal Tapani and Brihadaranyaka, Sweta Sitaro, all these shastras. Some of them actually describe, like Gopal Tapani, that even one worships Vishnu, still he will see the coward boy form of Krishna. But that happens also. If one is imbued with this mood of bhakti. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has summarized this questioning and answering. Puchite. All of shastras are there. Arjuna is asking many questions. And Krishna is answering throughout Bhagavad Gita, throughout the Bhagavatam. I just saw where Suta Goswami was telling that the sages, just as you have asked me this question, this exact question was there before with Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva, and then he quoted. You don't hear it outside on the balcony. I guess it's not working. You have a relation with the material and spiritual world. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes the Shastra Swapne, that just like a dream state, the living entity is floating in the in this river, and he can see Pashyati either side, and it's Tatasya Shakti. He can see either the spiritual or material world. Somehow or other, he goes through the material. Pashyati Mayatare Japati Adare. Another verse by Jagadanda Pandit, that when one is forgetting Krishna, somehow or other we forget. Krishna Bulise Jiva Nadi Bharami. When we forget Krishna, it is considered eternal. So this is all very difficult for a new bhakta or anyone to understand. How would you become anadi bahir mukh when you have a chance to glance either way? But we have this chance. The point is that Krishna didn't force us into this position. Krishna bulise, we forgot Krishna. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, bulia tomari samsayasya. Emana durmati sangsar. I forgot, I developed this wicked mind somehow. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also saying that if you consider me a sinner, then you can punish me, whatever you want. And Mahaprabhu has the same mood. Ashlesya ba padaratam panashtuma. Ashlesya ba padaratam panashtuma. You can trample me down or... Yes, what? Okay, yeah, we'll get to that one. Darshanam. You're right. Adarshanam. So even Mahaprabhu has this surrendered mode of Radharani, that Adarshanam. So according to Prabhupada, that Prabhupada's mood is more like, if we remember Krishna, then wherever there's a tirthi, wherever the spiritual master goes, a pure devotee, then he creates a spiritual world there also. So sometimes we read that, according to Jiva Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta is speaking in the purports of the Brahma Samhita, that the Bhoma Vrindavan is non-different. And Prabhupada is saying that all our ISKCON, all our temples, they're non-different from spiritual world also. Non-different. So, although we're hankering for that position, at the same time we're feeling atmaratiya, self-satisfied, in nija, nija nija shrestha parimani. The spirit soul is feeling satisfied. And the same time, just like Prabhupada pointed out, the Kala Krishnadas, he was personally with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we would consider like the Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratatang Param Iha. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna. Chaitanya Kyam Param is the Paratatva, Sarva Karana Karanam. So wherever you are, there's Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, such exalted appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karunaya Parama Bhav. He's appeared that this Chesat Ekas Chaitanya Chandra. Even those worshipping Vishnu, though they cannot come to this point with Mahaprabhu. With so many, Prabhupada Saraswati is pointing out in his shlokas that you're worshiping Vishnu, that's okay. But he doesn't consider it very important. He doesn't consider important even the appearance of Varaha Dev, other incarnations. So what do we ever get from this? He's minimizing in ecstasy. So those who are the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're experiencing this ecstasy. Even if we are chanting Hare Krishna, we're coming to the higher point, Aparada, Ruchi, Sudanama Ruchi. We're hoping to get to that point in some lifetime. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur is hoping, so what to speak of us, we're hoping to get to this point. But he's on such an exalted level, same time he's always constantly on our level at the same time, in our mood. And not the impersonal mood, jivatma. Eka jivatma, the Sankaracharya's shloka that he's saying, I'm giving you one shloka that summarizes all the Vedas. You are actually this Brahman, and you are a Brahman, therefore. No, here Mahaprabhu is saying that's not a fact. You are Brahman, that's okay, but Beda Beda Prakash, you are insignificant. Or else, why do we have all these shastras, all these Upanishads? Nityo Nitanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. There's one eternal, he's supporting the other eternals. That's also here. Natve Vatma, Natve, what does that say? Krishna tells Arjuna in the first sloka, Natvam Neme Janadipa. You've always existed, but you're individual. Individual personality, we're all individual. Prabhupada would give so many simple, basic points. If somebody comes with a big plate of prasad and somebody wants a samosa, other one wants rasgul, even if you just have sweets, somebody has a different taste. So we all have a different taste, different ras. Ruchi bis, masrinya. When the heart becomes melted, it's described further on and in Chaitanya Charita and the Rupa Goswami speaking, again and again they're speaking these verses. Masrinya. That their heart becomes melted, ruchi bi, one develops this ruchi, this taste. But we're praying for that taste. Well, one is simply one with Krishna, then there's nothing really there. It just becomes one. Prabhupada said this is suicidal. So in our line, we don't consider that very important. Brahmananda, I think Pran was quoting, Brahmananda bhavaresha chakparar gunikuta. If you multiply this Brahmanda, Brahman realization, by millions of times, it doesn't equal the one tiny fragment. We can speak that, but we want to have that realization. Or else, if one is just one, then there's nothing there. Okay, you're one, what did you accomplish that? Prabhupada said that you may be experiencing that oneness, but there's no Ananda. Anande bolo hari bhajar Vrindavan. There's no taste. Of course, the impersonalists, they also go to Vrindavan. Somehow they're attracted. So they also might get some taste. Everyone can get taste. But we're after this taste. Krishna Chaitanya doya koroho vichara vichara korelete chitte pabe chamakar. You might be a speculator, but you should speculate on these Mahaprabhu's pastimes, his instructions. Maya mugda jivir nahi swata Krishna gyan. But really by your own speculation, you won't be able to get there. Maya mugda, because you're under the grips of Maya. Maya mugda nahi swata Krishna gyan. You have to get the shastras, the mercy of the shastras. So this is what's being presented here by Kaviraj Goswami. You are eternal servant. And he's assuring Sanatana Goswami, who's, remember, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were showing extreme humility. When they first met Mahaprabhu, they had some cloth around their necks and straw in their teeth, and they were rolling on the ground, they were chanting on shlokas that, Matulyo, Nasti Papa. No one is as sinful as we are. Even if you talk about Jagai Madai, they were famous, I guess, even then. Then at least they were more pure than we are, millions of times more pure. So there, Mahaprabhu said, please stop this breaking my heart. So Sanatana Goswami was giving some advice to Mahaprabhu also that shouldn't go to Vrindavan with millions of people. And he took that advice. He accepted, of course, Sanatana is the eternal servant of Mahaprabhu, but still, to show example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I even accept that Sanatana is my spiritual master. And Sanatana Goswami was showing this example always. He wasn't affected, even when Mahaprabhu called him for prasad at, what is it, Yameshwara in Puri. Somehow, I don't know how he got called, some messenger came, the Mahaprabhu wants to take prasad. He came by the way of the sand, the beach. So everything's all right. When Sanatana Goswami came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked him, "How did you come here? You came. I didn't come. You didn't come by the Singha Dwara. It's a very easy way to come, or easier way." He said, "No, I cannot go that way because those pujaris, they have to remain very pure. But I am so impure that what if they touched me? They would become impure." And so Mahaprabhu asked him, "But you came by the beach, it's burning hot in noon, the sand is burning your feet, there were blisters, imagine, so hot." Some of us know that sometimes in India you're walking and it's so hot, I can't walk there, but those who are habituated, they can walk. The ground is, sometimes they can, I think, cook dosas on the ground, or heard or something. Very hot. So Sanatana Goswami never noticed it, not affected by it. He's in such a humble mood, he doesn't want to even have the pujaris, they might touch him, something like that. But he'd rather go by the way of the hot sand. So Chaitanya was very satisfied by Sanatana Goswami's mood of humility and tolerance. He didn't notice it. Sanatana Goswami was willing to go into the jail, for a year and a half, we hear sometimes. He wasn't about to, he gave up his position, ministerial position, Takra Tornama Shesha Mandalapati Shreni Sada Tuchavat. Prabhupada said, is the most insignificant thing. Tucha means like spit. We can understand when we spit or something like that, it's very, very insignificant. You just spit and you don't think about it. Although, if you're a crow sometimes, I saw in Calcutta, devotees were spitting off the veranda and a crow was coming down and catching the spit. They might consider it very important. So we don't consider that tuchavat. So Sanatana Goswami gave that up. He wasn't going to work for that Nawab Hussein Shah. Rather go to jail. He didn't have to go to jail. He could have just, I don't know what he could have done. Ultimately, he was freed. So, also, we're thinking Swaropena Vyavastiti in the second canto. There's mukti, verse about the definition of mukti. Mukti hita anyata rupam Swaropena Vyavastiti. When one comes to this position of Swarup, this is mukti. Means you have a swarup, a form, not a non-form. You're not a nobody, nothing, like the Buddhists, or they would like to think that you are. Mahaprabhu was quoting to Prakashananda these verses that Lord Shiva had spoken, that to prove that Shankaracharya is Agyakori Das, that although he's propagating this impersonal idea of merging jiva ekayor paratma, merging with the paramatma. This, even in Bhagavad Gita, we read so many wonderful verses. One who sees that this yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavara jangamam. When one sees that this whole world is an interaction of the living entity with the material energy, the jagat, whatever is moving and non-moving. He actually sees sapasati, sapasati. So Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter describes this very nicely. Not that we become one, but he sees that he is the servant of, and he's not merging at any time. There's no pleasure in merging to become the one, but rather the green bird is entering into the green forest, the green parrot. You may not see it, but it's after some time they will move and it's not merging. And Rupa Goswami, in the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he's decrying the impersonalist, Vishrama Mandara Tayas Sanatana Ataror Madish. He's writing his whole book to satisfy Sanatana Goswami. If Sanatana Goswami is satisfied, then Rupa Goswami is happy. So he's describing there that the, may this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, this ocean of bhakti, that it will smother, drown out the volcanic eruptions. So the impersonalists are described as there's some volcano somewhere in the South Pole, North Pole, I forget. It's there. And but they put off this fiery hot, like the impersonalists. But this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is so wonderful, it is like an ocean. So although this the fire that goes on, volcanic fire under the ocean, then becomes very insignificant. And the bhaktas, they want to they want to swim in the ocean of nectar. They don't want to, like the impersonalists, they're creatures of the river of liberation. So Rupa Goswami has written this whole Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ridyasya Pranaya Varaka Rupopi. He considers himself a fool, Varaka Rupa, he's describing himself. And being inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Rupa Goswami is inspired by Mahaprabhu, he's inspiring others. All our acharyas are inspired by Mahaprabhu, all down the line. Narottam, Srinivasa distributing. Jiva Goswami was composing so many shlokas in his Sandarbha's other books. And then they were distributed throughout, and they continue to be distributed. So whether one is simple, he doesn't, most of us cannot grasp so many profound shastras, but just simply by Namashraya Kori Jatani Tumi, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you simply take shelter of the holy name. Understand, you want to study so many things, mundane things also, but you should understand there, Jivana Anicca Janahasha, the essence, the sa essence, is that you are Jivana, your life is temporary, and that you're a servant of Krishna. Therefore, nama shraya kori jatani tumi, taka apanakai. Whatever position you're in, you simply take shelter of the holy name. Jeev Krishna das avishvas, korle dot toar duko nai. All your miseries will go away. Otherwise, your miseries are not going away. And Sanatana Goswami is seemingly also experiencing some misery. He had all the sores on his body. But he was so surrendered to Mahaprabhu, and considering giving up his body, Mahaprabhu embraced him, and all of his wet, dripping itches disappeared. His body was just like youthful. Mahaprabhu also embraced that leper, Vasudeva, and his body became like a deva. He was also very humble. He used to put the worms. He must have been free of some miseries, because he used to consider the worms. He was so humble, he considered the worms and bugs living in his sores as important as himself. He used to put them back into the sore. Oh, you fell out here, let me put you back. And he was feeding off your own body. I mean, that. Then he thought he might become puffed up after his body was relieved of all this leprosy. Mahaprabhu told him, you simply always chant Hare Krishna, you will be free. So this is the same message for all especially those humans, or even if one is not human, whoever he may be, if they're hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. That's why Prabhupada was so put such an emphasis on this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchanas Babaji, he told devotees, he said, I knew that your spiritual master, your Prabhupada, he would propagate this all over the world. He would be very successful because he has so much faith in the holy name. And he said, now I see, when the Western devotees were coming back, he was speaking like that. Your spiritual master could do that. And Prabhupada's other godbrother, Shiramar, Bhakti Raksha, Shiramar, she also said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitar Pravartan. Without that Krishna Shakti, he couldn't do that. This is a position. So this, and we read about so many personalities, aside from Sanatana Goswami, many, many. Tapatran and Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Maha Maha Munikate Kimba Parayarisha. In the beginning of Bhagavatam, it says, this Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam is cited so many times here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Other books also, but Bhagavatam. So, Kimba Parayarisha. There is no need of any other book even besides Bhagavatam. Of course, we like to read other books, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's also Bhagavatam. Kimba Parashara Sadhyo Hidyavarujate Kitibu. One wants to understand his situation in the heart. Anornyan Mahato Mahiyan. Another Upanishad verse. That he's smaller than the small. Anornyan Mahato Mahiyan. Even if you think, Prabhupada would say, you think you're the least, the smallest, still you're not that small. Someone will come along who's more insignificant than you. Don't think, sometimes devotees would say, I'm the most fallen. That's all right, you are fallen. But you're not the most anything. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. Not even the most fallen. But Krishna is there, anoraniyam, smaller than the smallest. He's Esha Naratma, described that the spirit soul is floating on the five airs. He's just very tiny. Balag or something. He's tiny. Nowadays we have those big microscopes. And they can see tiny, tiny things. The spirit soul is tinier. Well, they can't find it. They don't have the eyes. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Galokin. You have to have the eyes to see. So, all these shastras, they shastrakoi, they're pointing us to the sambandha gyan. And who are we? Here we're getting the essence of it. You are the spirit soul. Otherwise, in Bhagavatam, Krishna says, aham evasam eva agri. I was there before everything, and everything came out of me. Krishna does it. Parasya Shakti, Vividai Vishu Yate. So many Shaktis are coming out. Jiva Shakti, described there. Krishna Shakti. He has so many Shaktis. So there's Jiva Shakti. But he's insignificant. But we can rise and in ecstasy by the instructions of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is giving these instructions, ecstatic instructions. So we never tire. Chintacham chintitam bhaktas chaitanya charitamritam. Kaviraj Goswami says, always think of this chaitanya charitamrita. It's not that he's puffed up that I wrote this. No, he's considering this is the characteristic of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he says, I gave some small amount. Actually, it is akatam. You cannot describe Mahaprabhu. And what he does, kovak, he quotes Lord Brahma's Koveti Bhumam Bhagavan Paratman Kaba Kadiba Kadeti. Where he's doing it, how he's doing it, what he's doing, we don't know. So Mahaprabhu also, in a few moments, in 1 hour, he's doing so many things. It's inconceivable. But I'm trying to give a taste of this. He's constantly praying like that. Salankrishishta Bhagavan Vachansime. Shukadeva Goswami is in this mood. in his prayers, in his last prayers in the second canto, fourth chapter, he sings, Salang Prashishta, may Bhagavan be pleased with me and decorate my words that might come from me. And of course, his words are so decorated that for thousands and millions of years, everyone is hearing Sukadeva Goswami's shlokas. Sanatana Goswami also has a similar prayer. May he be able to speak this, glorify the Bhagavatam. He's glorifying Bhagavatam. We should pray like that to be able to say some tiny thing. One has more knowledge, he can speak more. Yataditam yatamati. Sutta Goswami was saying, aham chajigamam tatra navishtrashta. He was hearing that Bhagavatam originally. And so he's praying like that, that according to one's realization, as birds fly in the sky, one can speak, that's all. Not more, not less, just exactly. Until one, like Prabhupada, he's so expert in time and place, he can speak exactly according to time and place. What the people wanted to hear, what he wrote. Even before coming to the West, he wrote his purports, his first canto. It is a marvel of amazing literature that it sounds like he wrote it by sitting in New York. But no, he wrote it back in Vrindavan, or sometimes in Delhi or somewhere. But exactly to the point, even before coming, it was exactly Desha Karlata Yuktani Hitapo Pashamanicha, the Tapo Traya. Arjuna is speaking in the first canto. After Krishna left, but he's speaking that now I really understand what Krishna told me in Bhagavad Gita, that hitapo, it relieves the burning heart at all times and places. So vishaya vishanale, it's burning, hiyajvale, Narottam Das Thakur says, this material world is burning us. It is sometimes considered like a fire, flames, we're also like little sparks. But this material world is scorching us. Sometimes it's an ocean of birth in Bhavasindhu, Niskinchinasya Bhagavan, Param Param Jigamishur. Bhavasagar, ocean of birth and death. Whose verse was that? Dhruva or Prithu? He's talking about the blazing flames. Can't remember. So there's prayers describing it. Either way, you take it as an pramambido viharane yati chitta vrittish titanya chandra charane. Prabodhananda Saraswati's verse, he's saying that samsara sindhu tarane hridayam yadi syat. This material world is like this ocean of birth and death. Samsara sindhu tarane. Tarane, you want to cross over it. You have to take shelter in the ocean of prem. Premam budo viharaneyati chit. And you have to play and swim in that ocean, bhakti. Then you can. One ocean we're going to swim in. Yoganamatam bhuvanam dayaloro, that verse by Kaviraj Goswami. He says, everyone in this material world is mad, mad after sense gratification. And whether the tiniest microbe or Indra, yastendra gopmata vinda mahal sakam bandhan, they're bound up. Kaviraj Goswami is saying that you can get out of that by swimming in this ocean of prema. Premam bido, this is Prabodhananda, viharane yati chitta vrittim. So this is our goal. Premam bido, to swim in. Otherwise, he's saying, yoganamatam, they're maddened. But Olagyam Yat Pramatam, Mahaprabhu has come to continue your madness. It's okay. You'll never get out of your madness, but you have to become mad. Madati Mata, Bhuvilatam Ratam, and Rupa Goswami says, rolling on the ground. He's describing that in, I don't know where it is, but one of those verses. He's rolling on, saying, well, let us roll on the ground. We won't care what the public says. They're all nonsense rascals. Sometimes they see the Harinam party, everyone's jumping like mad, and usually not rolling on the ground. Sometimes it might happen. So we just rolling mad, bhuvilatamo, on the ground, on the earth. Bhuvilatamo, nivashama. Totally mad. We won't care. Mugdamam nigadantu nipi nipuna, niti nipuna. That Madhavendra Puri has this verse that all these relatives of mine, or those who are, think they're big hot shots, they criticize me, my relatives, or the big rich guys, pundits, whoever they are, let them say what they want. But I won't waver one second from thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. Govinda spiham, Govinda pada spiham. So that's the mood that's given, that we're meant to follow after. But madness is there. Like Prabhupada had that essay, who is crazy? So they're crazy, that's all right. We're crazy, that's all right. But being mad after Krishna, that's nice. That's a great goal. But otherwise, you will remain mad in this material world. All right, so any comment, questions, microphones? Yes. What?
You just became a grandfather while you were
saying. Oh my God.
Announce.
Okay. It's on your phone. Does it have anything to do with it?
You are the grandfather, not me.
Prang Govinda, baby Pia, as they gave him the name Pia, has been born. When Pushkar is done with class, you can make an announcement. Tell him to distribute sweets. The thing is, Mukhya said the sweets were already Sakshi, so I tomorrow we'll get this or something. Anyone starving to death, you can get khichdi till then, till the sweets come out, or something else.
Make sure you'll come back tomorrow.
I took the sweets home. They're in my refrigerator, but.
Is it feast or sweet?
Huh? Oh, feast is not now, but sometime. Sweets, Sukada ran off to the hospital and told me, and told Mukhya to get this mango sweets. Then Mukhya said later, before class, that somebody already paid for them. What? So tomorrow we get sweets. Any more questions? After all, this is a business, isn't it? This is the market of the holy name.
I was thinking the verse before. Today you have many verses. One of the verses before that, Abhudaya, that we have to engage in religion if you want to get out.
We have to engage in what?
Intelligent.
Yes, that's difficult. Prabhupada said you should be intelligent, but it's difficult.
I remember one story, morning walk, Prabhupada. He saw a beautiful house, and then he said, Krishna should have that house. And all the devotees said, yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have that house. And there was a nice car. He didn't say what kind of car, Parivilaspur was telling us. And then Prabhupada said, yes, why not? Krishna should have that. And then there was a man with the dog. And Prabhupada said, Krishna should have that dog. Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have dog. And Prabhupada stopped. No, Krishna doesn't need dog. You should not agree everything I say. You should use intelligence. I never forget that. You should use intelligence. I guess Prabhupada says yes.
Yeah, sometimes, like just that story where some devotees were asking why they couldn't grow mustache. And they wanted to do some astrology, grow mustache. They said, Prabhupada, we saw your picture when you were young, you had mustache. Prabhupada said, but you're more advanced than I. I was not advanced. So then later, he said, well, you are finding too much fault. He said, you can go out of this kind of, you have my blessings. And so they said, well, Prabhupada, you said we can grow mustache. He said, but you took that, I was sarcastic, but you took it seriously. So sometimes Prabhupada would say something tricky. Anything else? All right. Not even from Panchagoda, Pundri.
Yeah. Well, when Krishna touched like the head of Dhruva, he immediately became, I mean, he was already making advancement, but he became completely sanctified. And even those, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited, you know, ecstatic symptoms, and wherever they went, whoever saw them, they exhibited ecstatic symptoms. So, I mean, Krishna could just come and touch everybody, and everybody can get realized and go back home. Why all the struggle and confusion in this world? And, you know,
because there's choice. That's all. It's always the same. Comes back to the same answer. In fact, that's what I read in the Amnaya Sutra, that when Bhaktivinoda was quoting this verse, Swapne, you know, he can quote the verse, that if you're in this Tatastha Shakti, why you don't, you still you have choice. You can choose.
Yeah.
There it is. Sandhya means you're on the Sandhya.
Sandham means junction. You're on the third location. Uvasthane pashyati.
Uveshtane pashyati.
You can see both and you make the choice. It's an interesting part of what Prabhupada gave today.
No, but okay, how long do we stay there? Can you explain it? What Bhaktivinoda would say, how long we're staying in that Tatastha? So how do you choose to go to the spiritual if spiritual is already eternal? Like, that's the next question. So if you can explain. If one's going, yad gyatva nanavartante tad dhamma paramam mama. Therefore, Prabhupada came and said that kakatali anyaya. No sense in even arguing. Prabhupada, don't argue over this. Kakatili anyaya. Did the bird fly and the fruit fall? Did the fruit fall and scare the bird? You can go on forever.
Which one?
Better take prasad and get purified. Right after you take the shower.
Prabhu, in the Bhagavad Gita you just read, one line Prabhupada says, we have a connection both.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's purport?
No, Prabhupada's purport.
I know, but he's quoting Bhaktivinoda.
He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that?
Paraphrases the whole thing in one half page. He's paraphrasing this whole conversation.
I see.
Said what?
He says that the soul has a both kind of connection.
Yeah.
The way Prabhupada put it, I feel
the way
like
Prabhupada
that's
put it, yeah, that you always can, you always have choice, but you don't take it. You don't take the choice. You don't go. Well, yad gyatva nanavartante tad dhamma paramam. You don't return. Mamu pecha punajan. Tata, yeah, on the shore. So, but those who are eternally liberated, are they also tata?
No. See, in Bhagavad Dharma there is another verse.
Give mic, put mic. Mic.
I am.
It has to be. There's another verse, which verse?